Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover a Greek woman's plea for help from Jesus and how her faith and persistence ultimately result in her daughter's healing from an unclean spirit. Today's Bible verses are from Mark chapter 7, verses 26 to 30. Soon a woman whose daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him. She came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she begged him to drive the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She replied and said to him, "Lord, even the dogs under the table eat the children's scraps." Then he said to her, "For saying this, you may go. The demon has gone out of your daughter." When the woman went home, she found the child lying in bed and the demon gone. That's Mark chapter 7, verses 26 to 30.
Today's Bible verses talk about a woman who heard about Jesus and came to him because her daughter had an unclean spirit. Can you imagine the desperation she must have felt? Her child was suffering, and she knew that Jesus had the power to help, so she sought him out. When she finally reached Jesus, she didn't waste any time. She fell at his feet and pleaded with him to drive the demon out of her daughter. This woman's love for her child was evident in her actions. She was willing to do whatever it took to save her daughter from the torment she was going through. Now here's something interesting about this woman. She was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by birth. In those days, there was a clear divide between Jews and Gentiles. But that didn't stop her from seeking help from Jesus. She didn't let cultural or religious differences get in the way of her pursuit of healing for her daughter. She knew that Jesus had the power to heal, and she wouldn't let anything stand in her way. But here's the thing. Jesus responds to her in a way that might surprise you. He says to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." Ouch. Jesus called her a dog. That seems harsh, right? But this woman, she's not one to back down. She doesn't let Jesus' words discourage her. Instead, she comes back with an amazing response. She says, "Lord, even the dogs under the table eat the children's scraps." Wow, this woman's faith and persistence are incredible. She basically tells Jesus, "Sure, I may not be a child, but I still deserve to receive your mercy and grace." And you know what? Her response blows away Jesus. He acknowledges her faith and persistence and blesses her. He tells her, "For saying this, you may go. The demon has gone out of your daughter." Can you imagine the joy and relief this woman must have felt? When she went home, she found her daughter lying in bed, completely healed. The demon was gone. It's a powerful story of faith and perseverance. This story speaks to the power of bold prayers and unwavering faith. This woman didn't hold back. She boldly approached Jesus and was willing to do whatever it took to save her child. She didn't demand what she deserved based on her own goodness. Instead, she humbly asked for what she didn't deserve based on Jesus' goodness and mercy. So let me ask you, have you ever been bold in your prayers to the Lord? Have you ever approached him with unwavering faith like this woman did? It's a challenging question, isn't it? Sometimes we can hold back or feel like we don't deserve to ask for certain things. But this story reminds us that we serve a God full of grace and mercy. He wants us to come to him with our bold prayers and trust that he will answer them in his perfect timing. So don't be afraid to approach Jesus with your deepest needs and desires. Remember, we serve a God who can do the impossible. Let's approach him with boldness and faith, knowing that he can bring healing and restoration to our lives and those we love.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with hearts full of gratitude and faith, inspired by the story of the Syrophoenician woman who approached Jesus with boldness and unwavering trust. Lord, we ask for the same courage and persistence she demonstrated, especially when we face desperate situations and seek your divine intervention. We pray for all those who are suffering and in need of healing. Just as the woman sought Jesus for her daughter's deliverance, we bring our loved ones before you, trusting in your power to heal and restore. Help us to approach you with humility, recognizing that it is not by our own goodness, but by your abundant grace and mercy that we receive blessings. Lord, strengthen our faith to boldly present our needs to you, knowing that you are a God who hears and answers prayers. May we never be discouraged by obstacles or harsh words, but instead find confidence in your promise to be with us and for us. Thank you, Lord, for your compassion and for the miraculous ways you work in our lives. We trust in your perfect timing and your infinite wisdom. Guide us, bless us, and help us to remain steadfast in our faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, we want to express my heartfelt gratitude for your time and presence. Thank you for joining us in reflecting on the incredible story of unwavering faith and divine healing. May God's blessings be upon you and your loved ones. May he guide your steps, fill your hearts with peace, and grant you the strength to approach him with boldness and faith in all that you do. Remember to share this message of hope and encouragement with your friends and family, spreading the light of God's love wherever you go. Blessings to you all. And until next time, stay safe and keep the faith. Goodbye and God bless. In God.